Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe.
Well, good morning, Las Vegas, and all those who are listening outside of the United States. This is your host, Karen Marie Campbell, creator and owner of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop and Sacred Studies Center. And joining me is my fabulous host, Monica. And today what you're actually listening to is the aromatherapist, and our discussion today is aromatherapy for sports and fitness. And if you're like me and you like yoga and other activities, I enjoy going to the gym, I love walking. But sometimes something can happen where we either hit something or a muscle or something happens and it causes a little discomfort in our body. And rather than I personally grabbing something that's over the counter, such as aspirin or any of those things, I prefer to grab my essential oils because I already have them on me and I know from experience the value of having them. So, Monica, can you tell us, as our certified aromatherapist, and again, this show is to educate. It's for educational purpose. We do not diagnose or prescribe anything on this show. We are simply here to bring in a new awareness on the fabulous essential oils that Monica and I like to use for our body temple. Monica, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Karen Marie. Namaste to you, my dear, and happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
Very exciting show today. And namaste, my dear wellness warriors. I am grateful to all of you for helping to make Ask the Aromatherapist number one in its time slot. And I'm loving the love and positive energy I'm receiving from your emails and Facebook messages. Please keep them coming because it's you all that inspire me. And you may always reach me at sistersage888@aol.com, or please feel free to give me a ring, area code 702-219-0084. And as you all know, I like to begin our time together with the Ujjayi or victory breath, and I feel it's needed today. I'm feeling a lot of energy, a lot of chakras might be a little pent up, might be a little clogged. So did you know that chakra is Sanskrit for wheels? Karen, did you know that?
Yes, I often tell the customers, or as I like to call them, guests who walk into the Spirit Within You, that it does stand for wheels or spinning, or as I say, vortex. And so, yes, that's correct.
Yes, so as we are getting ready to breathe, and I want you to inhale And I want you to inhale from your pelvic floor and let that breath just travel all the way up to the crown of your head, your third eye. I want you to visualize wheels turning in all of your little energy meridians in all of the corners of your body and kind of churning through that energy, unblocking it and releasing it. So I'm going to count. Inhale through your nose. 2, 3, 4, and exhale. 2, 3, 4. So now I feel we are all ready to get started, and I'm feeling all of your love and your positive energy. I'm very excited to talk about aromatherapy for sports and fitness, because it's a topic that's not really discussed much, and I have a lot to share with you. If you play a sport or work out on a regular, you may want to add some essential oils to support your body temple and your mental focus. There are many oils that have natural anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, and analgesic properties. And for me, I regularly practice Pilates, yoga, and weight training, and I have a background in modern dance. So for as long as I can remember, I've been oiled up. I stay oiled up. What about you, Karen? What is your fitness routine?
I love that. Like you said, you stay oiled up. That is
yes.
So awesome. And so my fitness routine is I absolutely love yoga, and recently at the Spirit Within You, we have introduced Kemetic yoga, Egyptian yoga, every Saturday at 12 p.m., so I'm really loving that. I love Pilates because I've always referred to Pilates as the best fitness activity one can do for the core, the very center of your body. It is amazing.
Yes.
And so I love that, and I also love, like I stated, walking. And I always say to someone, even if you're not going into the gym, walk. Don't just eat dinner and sit down or lie down. Get up and walk.
Yes, you know? Walking is so important, and really it's something that you can do without a gym membership, without any fancy schmancy equipment. You have your two legs, and I'm going to also share some oils that will help to keep your circulation flowing so that it is easy for you to walk with ease and to have control over your mobility. Some of us, myself included, because of an injury, I was diagnosed with sciatica 2.5 years ago. And as someone who has never had a break or sprain or been hospitalized for anything, I was traumatized because I felt that I no longer had control over my body. So after doing a lot of research with respect to sciatica, and after getting my oils and creating a blend that works for me, and in conjunction with Pilates and yoga and walking and weight training, I haven't had a flare-up in 2.5 years. And I plan to keep that, you know, from happening by any means necessary. So since we are both Pilates and yoga enthusiasts, Karen, I'd like to start with that category first and share some oils that I believe are beneficial for centering, for maintaining and increasing your flexibility and your muscle stamina. Because when you're holding those poses, when you're working from the core or holding those poses in yoga, you must have endurance and muscle stamina. So the oils that I recommend.
So Monica,
before
you start, I would offer to anyone who's listening to this show to please get a pass or a writing instrument of your choice and take notes. If not, you can always go back to the shows because the shows are archived. But this is writing is very much connecting you to what your commitment is to yourself. And just listening to this show alone is a commitment in the right direction to how to responsibly take care of oneself. So take a moment and do this for yourself. Thank you, Monica.
That's so true. If you start to keep a wellness journal, and you don't have to label it, but if you have a special writing pad or notebook that is just special for you, that too is starting your self-care process. That's putting you as priority and saying to everyone in your household that this is my time, this is for me, these notes are specific to me. So, Karen, you are absolutely right. One of the oils that I strongly recommend for a Pilates or yoga practice is frankincense. Frankincense inspires centering and becoming one with yourself and your practice. And in both Pilates and yoga, that's central to establishing and attaining your fitness goals, becoming one with yourself, in tune with your body, and in tune with your mind and your spirit. These two methods, Pilates and yoga, are really the true foundation of synergy because they blend your mind, your body, and your spirit. So frankincense is at the top of my list. Also, I love lavender, peppermint, and rosemary because these oils have anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties. So for Pilates and yoga practice, frankincense, lavender, peppermint, and rosemary. Now, if you are a CrossFit trainer, it's very important that you incorporate oils that warm up your muscles and also cool your muscles after your workout to reduce the buildup of lactic acid. The oils that I like to recommend for a CrossFit trainer include eucalyptus, wintergreen, and peppermint. These three oils are powerhouses for relieving joint inflammation and stressed muscles. And in fact, Karen, I have a few CrossFit trainers in my life. I've actually created a proprietary blend for CrossFit trainers called Rejuvaflex that include eucalyptus, wintergreen, and peppermint. So very important. And while we're on the subject of eucalyptus, let me give a shout out to our contest winner, Roz Carter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Roz answered this question correctly. Which extraordinary essential oil helps cool the body during the summer and protects the body from chill and windburn during the winter? Roz guessed eucalyptus, and she was absolutely spot on and correct. And Roz, you are our contest winner, and you are winning a 40-minute wellness jumpstart session with me. So, congratulations to Roz.
Congratulations, Roz. I love it.
Okay.
I love my response on, I was like, well, I think I know the answer, but I can't participate because I'm the host.
Exactly. Yes, I was like, Karen Marie, shh. Don't say a word. I know you know the answer. So back to our list. I know that many of you out there are cardio people. You either engage in aerobics for your fitness or you are runners. I know many of you listening in today happen to be marathon runners. So these are for my marathoners. Is that a word? That's going to be our word. These are for my marathoners. All right. So sports massage is crucial for runners. And when I say massage, I'm speaking of massage oils. You can always create your massage oil specific to you with a carrier oil. First, you must start with a carrier oil, such as grapeseed or fractionated coconut or jojoba oil, and then don 10 drops of essential oil to 1 ounce of carrier oil. You may add clove oil, eucalyptus oil, helichrysum oil, lavender oil, sandalwood oil, or a combination of all of those. And this specific oil blend, you just want to literally rub all over your body. Get your legs, get your feet, get your thighs, get your core, get your back, your neck. Just oil up, right? Karen, we use the phrase rub responsibly, rub and oil responsibly.
Yeah.
So this is what you want to do. And these types of blends will help to ease your tired muscles. And the oils that I mentioned have so many wonderful anti-inflammatory properties, so that if you have a foot or an ankle that's swollen, you may be able to support that with this type of oil blend. Oh, I see an aroma alert. All right, here we go. Peppermint oil can boost your energy and endurance before any type of workout session. If you just take 3 drops of any therapeutic grade essential oil, peppermint essential oil, under the tongue, that is equivalent to a caffeine burst of 8 ounces of black coffee. So I would encourage all of you to try it. Your therapeutic grade, which means that you can ingest the oil, peppermint oil, 3 to 5 drops under your tongue before you run, before you weight train, before you CrossFit, and see how that works for you, especially for those of you who are trying to cut back on your caffeine. So, Karen, we're going to try that before our next workout, okay?
I love it.
Weight training. If you weight train, and I don't care if you're lifting 2 to 4 pound hand weights or if you are a power builder lifting hundreds of pounds, it's important to stimulate the blood circulation to transport oxygen and vital nutrients to your cells, your organs, and your muscles. So stimulating oils like juniper, black pepper, cedar, and geranium will help you stay on course with your weight training goals. And I don't want to forget my swimmers. Swimming, you want to maintain your focus and ease as you glide through that water. So lemon essential oil is wonderful for establishing focus. And as an extra bonus, I'm going to give you a recipe. It's an after-swim hair rinse with 10 drops of ylang ylang essential oil blended with a half an ounce of witch hazel as an after-swim hair astringent and tonic. So, Karen, I think that we've covered most of the primary categories. Did I leave anything out?
No. I feel along those lines that there is more than enough information that our listening audience can benefit from regarding the different categories
right.
of the sports and fitness. Absolutely.
Okay, good, because I have a question that just came across our Facebook page from one of our listeners and one of the members, and I call you all my members. I call you my wellness warriors. I have a question. And the question is, I have a headache. What essential oils can I take? Okay. As a certified aromatherapist, my expertise is the knowledge that I have with respect to essential oils and how they work with the body. However, it's very important that you rule out any other issues. If you, especially when I hear headaches, that's kind of like a buzzword for me. I want to make sure that you've checked with your doctor to rule out any sort of medical issues that you might have, dis-ease in the body temple with respect to headache symptoms. Headaches manifest in our body temple, and they can mean a lot of different things. So what I'm going to suggest is a blend that I like to use with people who have expressed headaches or who get migraines. And again, using a carrier oil, you blend 5 drops of lavender, 5 drops of peppermint, shake, shake, shake. Apply to the temples, the back of the neck, and massage the skin between your thumb and your pointer finger with that blend. Okay? Now, again, I can't stress the importance because, especially with peppermint, and Karen and I, we talked in depth about peppermint, our first Ask the Aromatherapist call. And peppermint is a wonderful oil. However, there are some contraindications with the use of peppermint. So again, make sure that you have the green light with your doctor, that you're free from any type of ease in the body temple, and you are just trying to soothe a headache. Karen, do you have any recommendations for headaches?
That's my go-to oil for headaches is peppermint. And again, thank you for letting our listening audience that know that we are responsible for ruling out other things that may be going on in the body temple, because we can't self-diagnose ourselves unless we've spent years upon years of being very in tune and enlightened and done some research and studied, like Monica has done.
That's exactly right. That's why I'm your resource. And when I say ask your aromatherapist, you know, feel free to reach out to me. And again, you can always reach me at, you can email me at sistersage888@aol.com. You may reach out through telephone, area code 702-219-0084. And we always have a lively Facebook event discussion on our Ask the Aromatherapist event page. And while I'm thinking about it, this is special. We're doing 2 back-to-back calls. Karen and I will be back with you next Friday, February 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And our show theme is Ask the Aromatherapist, Aromatherapy for Amour, for love, where we will explore the sensual side of essential oils. I'm really excited about that show.
I'm very excited about that show.
So have we had an opportunity to open the phone lines? Because if not, I have another question.
You go ahead with that other question, and then I will, once you're done, I'll tell you the question that was posed in the chat.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. So I have another question from one of our Facebook Ask the Aromatherapist event page wellness warriors. How do I use essential oils? Well, if you're just speaking about use in general, call me. That's what I'm here for. I am a certified holistic practitioner with an expertise as a certified aromatherapist and a master herbalist. And what that means is that I actually spent time in school, 3 years, under the study of both alternative traditional Chinese medical doctors, allopathic doctors, and naturopathic doctors. So I have put the time in, and I've done the work, I've done the research, and now I'm ready to support you in any way that I can. But just to, in general, how do I use essential oils? Essential oils can be used in the following ways. They can be blended as massage oils, which we talked about a little bit. They can be incorporated into face creams and lotions. An aromatherapeutic bath is wonderful. Just a little bit of Epsom salts, 2 cups of Epsom salts to 20 drops of lavender essential oil in your bath will do wonders for relaxing your muscles and also getting some of the toxins out of your system. Essential oils can also be used through steam inhalation and diffusion. So essential oils can be used in many different ways. But always make sure that you are working alongside and with the support of a certified aromatherapist. Okay, so Karen, what do you have?
Correct. So this question comes from Virginia, and she lives in New York, and she is a yoga practitioner. And her question for today is, what essential oil can she use to enhance the experience of her yoga students in the classroom? What can she use to diffuse? What oil can she diffuse in the class?
I love this question. Yes, and diffusion in a yoga practice will take your practice to paramount heights. And the oils that I recommend, 2 oils, frankincense and lavender. If you blend those in your diffuser and you allow those to be released and permeate throughout your yoga practice room for your students, I guarantee, tried and true, that they will reap the benefits of an enhanced practice.
Thank you so much for answering that question for us. And this wraps up. A half an hour goes so quickly.
It goes by so quickly, Karen.
So, Monica, if you can just give our listening audience your information, contact information, one more time, and then
yes.
I'll let them know how to contact the Spirit Within You if they wanted to buy their essential oils, and then they go see you for consultation.
Yes, I would love that. Again, my email address is sistersage888@aol.com, and my number is area code 702-219-0084. And I just want to remind those of you who are listening to come back and join Karen and I again next Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, for our Aromatherapy for Amour show, our show on love and passion.
That's correct. And if you want to listen to the older shows that are archived, you can continue to do so and through Blog Talk Radio and the Spirit Within You, You as in Universe. And if you wanted to know more about the Spirit Within You, go to www.thespiritwithinyou. And that's you and the universe and all of us.com. Or you can call us at 702-658-2257. And we're here to help and support you. So have a blessed day. And Monica, thank you. And I will be posing some more questions to you, Monica.
That's wonderful, Karen. Enjoy your birthday, my dear friend.
Thank you.
To be.
I'm stronger
than I thought I was.